It's been a bang-up year for Wisconsin's dairy producers. Milk prices hit record highs and feed costs were low, resulting in big profits. It's a turnaround from 5 years ago, when the milk market plummeted and many farmers went deeply into debt. As WUWM's Aaron Toner reports, this year's fortunes are helping producers recover from earlier losses and catch up on overdue projects. Some will also squirrel money away as experts warn of big price corrections in 2015.
Keith York is a sixth-generation dairy farmer in Lake Geneva. He runs the farm along with his brother and his cousin.
We have 30 employees. 12 of them are part of our family, and then we have people that we hire.
They milk 1,500 cows and sell all of their product to a cheese company that supplies mozzarella to pizza makers. Apparently, people are eating lots of pizza.
This year has been a real good year for the dairy industry.
York says strong demand for dairy, both domestically and internationally, drove record high milk prices. And with feed costs down, farmers were in a position to make money. York says he'll use his profits to pay off debts incurred in 2009 when milk prices collapsed due to overproduction.
We probably lost 20% of our equity in 2009, but in this year we probably gained back 20% of our equity. So if you stay in the industry for the long term, things will even out.
After paying the bills, York says there will be cash left over to tackle overdue maintenance and buy a few new things. He's planning to upgrade the farm's manure management system and runoff controls. And he's installing little microphones on his cows' collars that monitor their activity and their health.
So we know when it's time to breed them. Plus, it listens to the rumination of the stomach, so we can tell if she's not eating as well or not feeling well. And we check her out to see if there's something wrong with her.
But beyond maintenance and modest upgrades, expect farmers to approach these boom times cautiously, according to Steve Kelm.
Unfortunately, like a lot of other things, prices run in cycles.
Kelm's a professor of animal and dairy science at UW River Falls. When I reached him at his office, he was watching milk prices starting to slide on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. A few factors are to blame, including declining exports. Kelm says some countries are backing off on purchasing from the U.S. Also, the U.S. and Europe have imposed sanctions against Russia that include withholding dairy sales.
If part of your market, because of political reasons, gets shut off, then that's going to change the dynamic of the markets back here.
The USDA predicts milk prices will drop more than 20% in 2015. I'm Aaron Toner, 89.7 WUWM.